Welcome back, Eagles. On today's news briefing, information on a robbery on Halloween, a new academic program approved by the Board of Regents, and an update on EMU sports from this past week. I'm your host, Liz Horniak, and you're listening to the Eastern Echo Podcast. Local nonprofit Ypsilanti Meals on Wheels was broken into and robbed of their safe on October 25th. A GoFundMe page has been started to aid in relieving the loss, and $2,585 has been raised as of November 2nd. Further details, as well as the link to that GoFundMe, are available on our website. Unfortunately, a robbery also struck Depot Town on October 31st. Hobbs Restaurant was robbed by two masked men with handguns. The men took the money that was in the register. One gunshot was fired, but thankfully nobody was injured. If you have any information concerning this crime, please contact the Ypsilanti Police Department at 734-483-9510. Again, the phone number is 734-483-9510. The EMU Board of Regents has just approved a new academic program for a Bachelor's of Science in Quantitative Economics. The new program is a part of the university's incentive to highlight its STEM programs and will begin in the fall of 2020 semester. The Education First Opportunity Scholarship was analyzed for effectiveness, and it has been proven that the scholarship has been successful since its implementation in 2012. The report showed that students who received this scholarship have a higher retention rate as well as a higher graduation rate. Additionally, most recipients of the scholarship are students of color, most recipients are first-generation college students, and most are low-income residents of Michigan or Ohio. Recipients must have a high school GPA of 3.0, an ACT score of at least a 20, and an SAT score of at least a 1030. Applicants must also have first time in any college status and a federal Pell Grant eligibility. Applications must be submitted by February 1st. While Snow Health Center officially closed on Friday, November 1st, the pharmacy as well as CAP services will still be available to students. To show students and the Ipsy community the new healthcare facility that is going to be available, the new IHA clinic held an open house on Saturday. The clinic is located at 1065 North Huron River Drive. In sports news, the soccer team clinched a spot in the MAC tournament after defeating Central Michigan on Thursday in a game that ended with a score of 3-1. On Saturday, the men's and women's cross-country team finished in first place in the MAC championship. The men's team finished with 64 points and the women's team finished with 60. This is the fourth time in the last 5 years that EMU has won the men's and women's MAC championship, so congratulations to our cross-country teams. EMU's home football game against the Buffalo Bulls on Saturday ended in a 43-14 loss for our Eagles. Their next game will be on Tuesday, November 12th at the University of Akron. For upcoming events, here's what you Eagles have to look forward to. On Monday, EMU Therapeutic Recreation presents Pop-Up Playground at Bob's Lake House from 10:30 to 1 p.m. At this event, students can engage in games, have free food, and just have fun. On Tuesday, a Previewing Your Success workshop will be held in room 200 of McKinney from 11 to 12:30. The interactive workshop will allow students to identify majors of interest based on where they see their careers in the future. A second session will be held on Wednesday from 4 to 5:30. From 7 to 8 in the Student Center Ballroom, Diversity and Community Involvement will co-sponsor an evening with Dominique Jackson. Jackson stars on FX's award-winning show, Pose. The cast predominantly consists of people of color and stars transgender women. The event is LBC approved and doors open at 6:45. Seating is first come, first served. On Wednesday in the Student Center Ballroom from 11 to 3, the Fall Career Fair will be taking place. Students can register for the event through Handshake. On Thursday in the McKinney Ballroom from 1 to 2:30, a discussion and open forum titled Taking Your Seat at the Table, Being a First-Gen College Student, will take place. This event will have a panel consisting of alumni, educators, and students. This event is intended for first-generation college students to explore their aspirations and interests and have questions answered about navigating college life. In the evening, an EMU alumni who served in Desert Storm, Iraq, will join other World War II veterans in speaking at Service House Michigan's Stories of Service event. Tickets are $15 and all proceeds will go towards the Michigan Fisher Houses. The event will take place in Ann Arbor's Michigan Theater from 7 to 9. On Friday, the Global Engagement Council is offering a professional development workshop in room 300 of Halley Library from 9 to 3. According to a description of the event on EMU's calendar, the workshop is designed for, quote, students seeking to build career management skills for global marketplace, especially EMU's international students, end quote. Attendees can register at tinyurl.com/GEC bootcamp. The 40th annual Accounting and Finance Alumni Gathering is also happening on Friday. This gathering is free for accounting and finance students, but otherwise costs $25. Attendees can register at events.r20.constantcontact.com. On Saturday, in the Student Center Ballroom from 10 to 12, will be the Graduate Open House, where anyone can come and learn about EMU's 150 doctorate and master's programs and certificates. That's all we have for you today, Eagles. Look out for the release of part 2 of our wellness series this Thursday, and we'll be back next Monday with an updated news briefing. This is Liz Horniak signing off.
The Eastern Echo podcast is directed by Ronia Isabel Kavansug and produced by Riley Barnsdale. This episode was written by Jasmine Boyd.
This was an Eastern Echo podcast.